Commander William Riker is many things, a tactical leader, a bearded charmer, even a jazz aficionado. Just don't mistake him for Canadian, as this unsuspecting waiter does.
My grandfather was Canadian, you know.
Really?
Aren't you one too?
A grandfather?
No, Canadian, sir, Canadian.
No, I grew up in Alaska.
Like Riker, Cameron Harrison also grew up in Valdez. A lifelong science fiction fan, he says the story goes that Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, was inspired to make one of his main characters an Alaskan after visiting the state.
To know that Gene Roddenberry was so impressed and taken with Alaska that he purposefully made one of his characters from here is something I think we should pride ourselves on and celebrate.
Harrison lives in Portland, Oregon now, but he's spearheading an effort with like-minded Alaskans to build a life-sized bronze statue of Riker in Valdez. He's even created a nonprofit, Riker Maneuver, to get the project done. It's named for a pose the Starfleet officer was famous for, lifting his leg up on a rock, stool, or chair while he spoke with people.
It's such an iconic pose. We were like, well, it has to be that. And then my idea was always, I wanted him to be doing that on a bench. One, I like functional art, so let's add a bench. Two, that gives, great photo opportunities for people either to sit next to him, to do the pose next to him.
Jesse Desmond, one of the other organizers with Riker Maneuver, helped put together the project proposal. She says they've already found a local Alaskan to build the statue, Patrick Garley of Palmer, and estimate the total cost would be around $125,000.
Once we kind of had more of a finalized proposal, we were able to approach the city of Valdez with it and actually start discussions with them.
Harrison says they've not only pitched it as a tourist attraction, but also a monument to a character the organization believes embodies Alaska values.
He's kind of a fly by the seat of your pants, rugged, into fishing and sports, and a team player, but also does his own thing, which I think is very Alaskan. We all have to work together to survive up there, but we're all definitely individuals.
Desmond says there's also the space connection.
Alaska is home to the Pacific Spaceport Complex, which is out in Kodiak. We have a Space Force base, which not everywhere has one of those yet.
And intentional or not, even some of Riker's quips suggest a man who's well-versed in Alaska's wildlife. In this season 4 episode, the crew of the Enterprise finds itself caught in a trap set by the antagonistic Romulan Empire.
Long-range sensors detect 3 Romulan warbirds entering the sector.
Some days you get the bear, and some days the bear gets you.
Organizers say they've gotten support from local community members and even officials with CBS, the company that owns Star Trek. At this point, the prospect of the statue lies with the city of Valdez and its Parks and Rec director, Ken Wilson.
Well, you know, I come from the Star Wars background, so it's a little different for me.
Wilson says his department has received the Riker Maneuver proposal. And while he hasn't watched The Next Generation, he says he knows there are dedicated Trekkies out there and sees potential in the project as a tourist attraction.
From a, economic development standpoint and possibility for drumming up additional tourism and economic impact within the community, I think it's a viable project.
The statue proposal now needs to go up the city's chain of command. If approved, it would go through a public comment process before moving into fundraising. Organizers say they intend to crowdfund the project. Harrison is already planning for what the statue's unveiling would look like. Of course, he says, Jonathan Frakes, the actor who plays Riker, would be invited.
I have a dream of Jonathan Frakes playing the Star Trek theme on his trombone at the unveiling. That's the goal.
While Frakes did not respond to a request for comment for this story, Harrison says he met the actor at Comic-Con and he was all for the project. Reporting from Alaska, the last frontier, I'm Wesley Irby.